The 100 Years' War, the Crecy Period, French Flanders Trouble, Part 1, The New Count of Flanders, the most serious of the many diversions which kept Philip VI from aiding Calais, was the work of the inhabitants of Flanders. The new Count of Flanders had paid homage to his territory to the King of France 1 week after his father was killed at the Battle of Crecy. Of course, this is the lowest point of French fortunes. Now, Louis de Mer, who was the intelligent and cunning man with many of the political skills that his father had lacked, he would become the ablest ruler of Flanders for more than 100 years. But he was only 16 in the fall of 1346, entirely without political experience, and destined for his first year of reign to be manipulated by more powerful politicians. Actually, there are three groups that fought over him. First one is the leader of the Flemish, the representatives of the three main cities. He represented to them stability and legitimacy. Then, of course, there's the French government. They saw him as a means to assert their authority over the people of Flanders. And finally, the English, because as long as the Count ruled, Edward III's claim to the French throne was just a mirage. Soon after Crecy, Philip made lavish offers to the government of the three great towns of Flanders. He offered to subsidize supplies of grain so they get cheaper food. He authorized that the people of Flanders would get first call on French raw wool, even though the English was superior. He protected their position in the French cloth market, so they would get first shot. A variety of fiscal and economic privileges were levied on them, and the restoration of the three castleries of Walloon Flanders, which had been taken back in the reign of Philip the Fair. So, and that's always been a problem. So that restoration, I mean, it's a good deal. On paper, looks great. Well, these proposals were to demonstrate Philip VI's grasp on the factors which bound the Flemish to England, but the offers were completely rejected. When Edward III traveled into Flanders during October of 1346, basically to repair his alliances, the Flemish solemnly renewed the alliances. But Philip failed to capture the Flemish to his cause. But Edward failed just as completely to win over the new count. All three of the political groups, for their own purposes, urged the new count to return to Flanders, which he did in October of 1346. And he was received with quite a bit of public celebration. And you would think, well, that's a good thing. That appears to be a plus for him. Well, no, it's not. Louis was never allowed to exercise any real power. Now, that's at this time. That will change. And within a short time, he was as much a prisoner of his subjects in Flanders as his father had been. And to show you what kind of restrictions he was under, it's the closest thing you can get to house arrest. He was allowed two companions of his choice. He had 20 men that watched him day and night. And the joke was that they watched him so much that it was difficult for him to piss all by himself. In addition, his council was purposefully packed with nominees from the three great towns. And then all treaties, letters, and public documents were dictated, and then he just simply signed them. He was also put under heavy pressure to declare publicly for Edward III, and they also wanted him to seal the alliance permanently by marrying Edward III's oldest daughter, Isabella. It's not terrible. She's considered pretty good looking. Little problem. Louis resisted as long as he could. And he has a point. He said he would never marry the daughter of the man who killed his father. We can understand that. But politically, he's in a tough spot. But in the middle of March 1347, he was forced to change his mind. Edward III returned to Flanders and confronted him at the town of Bergec. And there he was surrounded by the representatives of Ghent, Bruges, in Ypres. So, nowhere else to go. Louis solemnly betrothed himself to Isabella. He then promised to lead a Flemish army into France to aid Edward, and he also accepted a subsidy from the English treasury. So he's going to get a good-looking woman. He's going to get some money. What's the big deal? Of course, the big deal is he's already pledged his homage to the French king, so that's still a thing for him. Well, let's see. 2 weeks went by, and the preparations for the gorgeous wedding planning are nearing completion, and the count is running out of excuses to keep postponing it. So Lewis went out falconing and managed to slip his guard while he went to retrieve a bird and bolted southward and escaped into France. Now, his half-brother, Louis the half-brother, who was the bastard of Louis Nevers, stayed behind, and he tried to lead a revolt in Ghent. How do you lead a revolt? Well, the French gave him bags of money, so he's trying to buy everybody. He's trying to get a bunch of malcontents together, but he was arrested before the revolt planning was completed and ended up being beheaded. Now, he was not a popular guy. As a matter of fact, he was just as disliked by the French government as the Ghent government. The leaders of Ghent actually hated him so much that they wanted to torture him to death in Ghent's main square. But the Margrave of Juliers intervened, saying that due to his low birth, some respect must be given, and then ordered him beheaded. So we lopped his head off. But poor Isabella. You know, what is this? I'm the oldest daughter of Edward III. Why doesn't somebody want to marry me? Okay. Somebody eventually will, but not right now at this point. So this is the part one. There's several sections of this Flemish, because now the Flemish are going to invade France and help Edward out in his siege of Calais. Now the sources for this, 100 Years' War by Perrault, 100 Years' War by Nylands, 100 Years' War, Volume 1, Trial by Battle by Sumption. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.